Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The South Dakota School of Mines and Technology has taken steps to boost its collaboration with the Department of Defense. Wednesday, the school announced the appointment of Jason Combs as the university's first National Security Innovation Network Program Director. NSIN is an office within the DoD that helps connect university researchers with the defense needs of the United States. Here to tell us more about what he'll be doing in the new position, we have Jason Combs. Welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Lori, I appreciate it.
Also with us, Joseph Wright, the Associate Vice President for Research and Economic Development at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. Thank you for being here as well.
Thanks for having me.
Joseph Wright, I want to start with you and tell us a little bit about the history of the relationship with Mines and the Department of Defense, and then we'll talk a little bit about what this new appointment changes.
Well, the school has a rich history of doing research and working in collaborative kinds of relationships with the DoD. We do the faculty work on research on a number of different levels in almost all of our departments with the DoD, and this is a unique development. This opportunity with the National Security Innovation Network really gives us an opportunity to connect our students that are incredibly innovative and entrepreneurial with a group that's really kind of designed to foster innovation and kind of out-of-the-box thinking and problem-solving. Our students have been doing a number of these kinds of things just ad hoc over the years. Even just last year, we had a couple of opportunities to solve problems on the base at Ellsworth, and students really did a good job and performed well and created really workable solutions. This program and a more organized effort will only add to that effort and be more of a catalyst for even more collaboration. So we're excited to have Jason on board.
Jason, why here? You worked for the Pentagon, the Air Force, a pilot. You've done all these different things, and now Black Hills, School of Mines with this new partnership. What are you looking forward to in this role, but also in this community?
Yeah, Joseph really. Ensign is working to a network of problem solving, DoD problem, and that really has three components. It has the DoD problem, and then it has partnerships and just the tremendous universities, as well as the entrepreneurs that are around there, the startups, the people that are looking to turn them into dual-use ventures.
Jason, I'm gonna interrupt you here, Jason, a little bit because we're getting a lot of interference on your phone, and we're gonna let you go and call you back, and I'll talk to Joseph here as we work on a better connection. Joseph Wright, we're gonna try to get Jason here on the phone in a little bit better, but I want to talk with you about the potential, impact in the community. Why? Because you're building this one thing, but you're also thinking years down the road to what the potential could be, even for new businesses and economic development and keeping some of those top students right here in South Dakota.
Yeah, exactly. As Jason was trying to explain with that bad connection, the idea with this group, Ensign, is to basically harness the innovative thought on the campuses of universities throughout the nation, whether it's faculty or students, and get them to start working on these kinds of problems that the Department of Defense has, various challenges from, policy issues to real tactical to engineering challenges. There's kind of a wide gamut of problems that they curate so that these students and faculty can help solve problems. And the goal is exactly that, to work on these problems and, as he mentioned, Jason mentioned, look for opportunities ultimately to create what we call dual purpose or dual use ventures, which means companies that could could create a product or a service for the military and be part of their supply chain, but also for, private or civilian use. So, the idea would be to have students working on problems or faculty working on problems on our campus, create a solution that might work for the military, and then look for applications in the civilian world. And certainly, if we have those kinds of opportunities, we'd be able to spin out companies that could then supply the needs of both the military and the civilian world.
Yeah. We have Jason Combs back. How is the connection now? Sound better to you?
I hope it's better for y'all. Apologies on that.
It's flawless, and I don't think it's something that was in anyone's control. Sometimes we just try again. I want to give you a chance because we really didn't hear anything that you said the first time effectively. Go ahead and talk a little bit about your enthusiasm for this new role and what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, so kind of two parts on this. Part of Ensign's overall goal is to build a network across the United States that really connects three critical components. One is the DoD problem, so the DoD customer. And then another one is tapping into the talent pools that Joseph has been talking about that are at universities that we currently don't really have a good, repeatable way to utilize the problem-solving capacity. And then the third group is the folks that are really energetic about investing in these ideas, these entrepreneurs that want to take these new ideas and do a startup and come out with dual-use ventures. And we're looking at ways, and we deliver this through programs so that we can have repeatable outcomes to help connect all these different groups together. And as far as the School of Mines, the School of Mines was kind of a no-brainer. Like I said, Ensign has different program directors already throughout a lot of the coasts on both the East and West Coast. And looking at the School of Mines, they already have examples of doing these connections. There was a company that came out with Cold Spray VRC that has won the governor's competition that does exactly this. Identified one of the problems at the bases, took some of the research from the university, and then was able to apply that in a real way to a DoD problem.
Yeah. One of the challenges, I think, when we talk about innovation, we talk about national security, Jason, is really thinking strategically to meet threats of the future that really haven't revealed themselves yet. So there are technical problems or engineering things that need to be solved, right now, very immediate issues. But then there's also this idea of looking to the future and saying, where do we need to be 10 years from now? Where do we need to be, two decades from now? Talk a little bit about that, if you will, and how to shift your thinking to what's immediate and what's unknown.
Yeah, that's actually what you're hitting on is one of the unique parts of Ensign is the theory here is what we're doing is we're building out actual relationships, not just transactions, and actually figuring out how to work together better with the DoD, with the universities, with the startup communities, so that when something does pop up that we're not ready for, we haven't planned for, that we already have this community that's really solid, that's able to make very, very quick corrections. And really, really focus all of this incredible capability we have inside the National Security Innovation Base. So in a way, what Ensign is doing is actually presenting a way to hedge against exactly that that concern and that threat that you're talking about.
Yeah. Take us back a little bit to, when you started, and I specifically am asking this, Jason, because, there's college students here. We're talking about researchers at the university and professors and administrators at the university, but also these bright young people. When you look back to those early days in your career, what brought you to the kind of work that you wanted to do? What were you looking for? And what kind of mentorship did you get along the way to invite you into thinking bigger about your own life and the influence you could have?
Yeah, I was really fortunate. I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up on the eastern side of the state, actually a little bit south in Nebraska, and just really had a really tight, great community that was supportive and had the opportunity to join the Air Force. And that really opened up my eyes to a lot of different perspectives and opportunities that I hadn't seen before. And I think that was really kind of the start, but all of that was really supported by a lot of great local mentors across the community. And I grew up in a town of about 6,000 people
And still, when I go back home, and I make sure to go back and thank those folks, because they really had a significant impact that really opened some opportunities for me.
Yeah. Joseph Wright, some of these young students who are able to participate in research are the PhD candidates and some of the professors. Let's talk about research at Mines and how it stands to benefit from this partnership with the Department of Defense through the National Security Innovation Network.
Yeah, so, you know, I think the biggest benefit to this partnership will be the opportunity for our students to have a platform, a national platform, to showcase their innovation. You know, Jason is very prototypical of the kind of students that we have here on campus. They come off the farm and the ranch, and they're just used to solving problems and applying their can-do kind of attitude to the challenges that we face, and so this is going to be a nice fit for our students and an opportunity for them to show, really, you know, there's a number of schools all over the country that are part of this. Most of them are much larger and more recognizable, so this will be an opportunity for our kids to shine and have an opportunity to have a more national exposure.
How will they connect with those opportunities? What sort of, you know, might the process be?
Well, one of the examples, programmatic examples of how these students work through the NZIN is something called Hacking for Defense. It's a course that is offered here on campus where the DoD curates problems for the students in a semester to tackle and to work through it in a teaming kind of environment. And we're launching that course this fall. And Jason and I and another faculty here on campus will be helping to run that course, and we'll receive problems from the NZIN system to work on and hopefully provide solutions as these students work on the challenges and try to think outside the box and come up with creative, you know, ideas.
Yeah. I don't know which one of you wants to answer this, but the partnership with Ellsworth or experience with Ellsworth, how, you know, how are those real world applications happening even for students at Mines? Who wants to take a crack at that?
Well, I can just tell, you know, we've had those kind of relationships already. In fact, last semester we had two senior design teams that tackled some really significant problems on the base, and were able to provide solutions that Jason, you know, can tell you what the folks up at the base think, but they were very workable solutions that are now incorporated into their operations. Jason, you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, this is really part of one of the strengths of this relationship, and the concept of NZIN is, like Joseph was saying, a lot of it is ad hoc, but both the base as well as the school want to do this more. And really what we're going to do is work on some of the programs like Hacking for Defense. We have another opportunity for students called X-Force, which gets them involved with other DoD problems, and really make this much more deliberate and make it an opportunity that happens over and over again. The base itself has told me numerous times, like with the solar shields, was definitely something that they needed. They're looking at trying to tackle a concrete problem that they have due to some of the heat that comes out of the B1. And like I said, it's definitely a win-win for both the base and for the school.
We have been talking with Joseph Wright and Jason Combs. Jason is the university's first National Security Innovation Network Program Director, and Joseph Wright is Associate Vice President for Research and Economic Development at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. Thank you both for being here. We appreciate the insight. Look forward to hearing more about this project in the future.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.